Welcome to the conference call of ZEAL Network. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Jonas Mattsson, the moderator of this conference.
Thank you very much, and good morning, everyone, and welcome to ZEAL's first quarter earnings call presentation. Thank you very much for taking the time and joining this call. I hope you all have access to the presentation, which should have been distributed to you. But if not, it's also available on our website in the investor relations section. Let's talk about the contents. On slide three, we have outlined the contents, which we will start with ZEAL at a glance, continues with a business unit update, followed on by a financial update before we talk about the guidance for 2018, and finishing off with the key takeaways from the first quarter. Let's start by taking a look at our performance, which is outlined on slide four. We have had a strong start to the year, both in terms of results and progress against our strategic aims. Our strategy of building a more diverse portfolio is actually paying off. Our increased range of high jackpot product, including Powerball and Mega Millions, together with the continued positive performance in our instant win games, drove billings growth of 6% and increased customer spend by €3.60 to €58. Our EBIT of 9.2 million demonstrates the underlying strength of the business. In terms of customer numbers, we delivered 140,000 new customers for the group, which is an increase of 59% on the same period compared to prior year. And we're also pleased to inform that we've been granted a license in Australia and went live yesterday. We look forward to bringing our vast experience into this huge lottery market, and I will come back to this in a second. After Ireland and the UK, Australia is now our third geography in which we have started a lottery betting business since last year. Other than that, the group's pipeline in terms of new geographies and new products remains strong. And I look forward to sharing this update with the market as soon as sufficient progress is made in the coming months. So now let's go a bit more into detail, and we turn to page five. So this is the business unit lottery betting business segment. The highlights are top line growth in billings of 7%. Our used lottery products, both Mega Millions and Powerball, continue to perform really well. And as I mentioned, we've just launched in Australia. This is a market with great potential, although the current political climate is challenged, as you probably have read in the newspaper. What we have done is to partner with 1,200 news agencies and are offering them the opportunity to benefit from lottery betting for the very first time. We expect this partnership to enable us to establish our brand in the Australian market as efficiently and profitable as possible. Through the remainder of 2018, we aim to continue investing in marketing and strengthening our market position when the investment is value accretive, meaning when we have a short payback time. We were also able to significantly reduce our cost per new leads from 54.5 euros to down to €34 compared with the previous year, showing that we have several interesting marketing channels that we continue exploring. We also have a strong pipeline of new target jurisdiction and new product that we continue to build on this strong start of the first quarter. Next, Lottovate on slide six, which is our business-to-business offering. As I mentioned in March, we continue to build our presence in Norway, which is tracking in line with our expectations. And we're also currently in beta testing in the Netherlands, which is a really interesting market for us, especially since we're offering a complete new and innovative product. And I remain excited about the target jurisdiction, and hopefully we will have more to share with you very soon. Moving to slide seven, other topics. Brexit. As I mentioned to you in the past, this will have no doubt, this will no doubt have an impact on business in general. But I can assure you that we will be suitably prepared, and we are confident that any impact for the group will be minimal. German VAT. Since my last call with you in March, there has been no development in the court case, but we have been advised that the decision is now expected for the latter part of this year, which is driven by that the court is delayed in general, so has nothing changed in the specific case. Let's now move into the financial section. On slide 8, you will see development of billings. We have generated nearly 73 million in billings for the quarter, which is representing a 6% growth on the same time last year for the group. This result has been achieved despite lower average jackpot situation in our core lotto product, thanks to our active strategy of building a more diverse portfolio, allowing for more frequency of high jackpots on our products. We have also acquired 140,000 new registered customers, which is close to 60% up on Q1 last year. On slide 9, talk about development of total operating performance and normalized revenues. So the lower price payout than the comparative period last year drove the 65% increase in total operating performance. Normalized revenues are up by 12% versus the same time last year, supported by the strong revenues from products which had lower payout rates than other products. Slide 10, talk about development in expenses. Expenses remains broadly in line with the last quarter of 2017. It has increased on the same time last year due to increased cost related to natural hedging of EuroMillions tickets, which is driven by the high jackpot situation in that particular product. We have, as we already talked about, continued doing marketing investment, and then once again led to record generation of new customers. And then we have incurred some additional consulting costs. If you move to page 11, development of EBIT. We deliver an EBIT of 9.2 million for the first quarter this year and means a strong start of the current year. Normalized EBIT of 10.2 million is 1 million ahead of statutory EBIT. If you compare to 2017, we had a big price payout in the beginning of 2017, which means that the comparison is somewhat distorted. Net profit of 6.4 million again compares favorable versus Q1 2017. And the tax rate, the effective tax rate is 30% as guided to you. Moving on to slide 12, development of net cash in millions. Our cash position remains strong at 75 million. It's 68% up on Q1 2017, supported by the improved hedging structure that we put in place beginning of the year, and I also explained how it works in the previous call. Guidance 2017, which is outlined on slide 13. As you can see, our guidance is unchanged. We expect to have a total operating performance of 150 to 160 million euros, an EBIT of 33 to 43 million euros, and to paying out a dividend by the end of the year of 1 euro per share. Lastly, the key takeaways. To summarize, Q1 was a strong quarter for the group. Key metrics are performing well. We remain focused on delivering growth through increased investment in marketing when it's value accretive. We will add new restrictions and ramp up the existing one, and we will have a customer-focused delivery. With this, I would like to conclude and open up for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. The operator will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press star 2. So the first question is coming from Patrick Schmidt from Warburg Research. May we have your question, please?
Yeah, Hi, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my question. As it seems like you reported full year 17, you reported new registered customers of 411,000 and again 140,000 in Q1 18. But the monthly average user stayed constant year over year. Seems like that maybe new customers from Powerball, Mega Millions, and your Instant Win games are somewhat replacing the traditional customers for 6 of 49 and Euro jackpot. Or is this explainable by the weak jackpot situation? However, I mean, Lotto 24, they reported quite a strong customer acquisition as well on their traditional product, driven by high Euro jackpots of 90 million. How do you see this development? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes. So we are extremely satisfied with the acquisition of new customers, the 140,000 that I talked about. It's coming from various products. The product with the higher jackpots like Powerball Mega Million, Euro Jackpot and Euro Million has been the one driving this. Jackpot for 6 out of 49 has been a little bit disappointing in the first quarter, and then you can see in the same thing for our competitors and the state lotteries. It's true to say also that when you look at the MAU, the monthly active users or average user, it's a combination of the 3 months, so it's very difficult to say how they will develop going forward. But we think that it will continue to develop very favorable. We have good momentum. As long as the jackpot continue picking up, I'm hopeful to show you very strong numbers for the remainder of the year.
Okay, thank you very much.
For further questions, please press star 1. So the next question is coming from Albrecht von Witzleben from Witzleben Asset Management. May we have your question, please?
Yes, hi, thank you for taking my question. Just a quick one, just refresh my mind. The 75 million net cash that you're showing, that excludes, I think it's 50, isn't it? Additional funds for a big jackpot hit. Is that correct?
So the 75 million that we are reporting as net cash is excluding the 30 million that we put aside as a jackpot buffer. It used to be last year 50 million, so we were able to free up 20 million in this calculation.
Okay, thank you.
So the next question is coming from Michael Reis from Discover Capital. May we have your question, please?
Hello. I'm a little bit wondering about your costs. You had said about 1.6 million additional costs, especially consulting. When do you think you can keep the costs constant and that we see a growing margin? And, yeah. What do you think of that?
Absolutely. So if we look at the cost, there are three buckets of cost we can talk about this. Marketing investment has been higher than last year, and that has led to the increase of customer acquisition. So that will continue at a strong pace when we see value accretive investment in the marketing. In regards to consultancy costs that you have picked up on, it has been more this quarter. There have been new launches in new market. There have been, as I explained, the different legal discussions. So we have incurred some kind of extra legal cost this quarter. I would assume it will go down slightly in the coming quarters. The big increase is the hedging cost, and as I mentioned earlier on, we have had very high jackpot in Euro Millions, and that requires that we do physical hedging, and that is expensive. Assuming that it goes back to normal level, that will come down significantly, and then you will have more a flat cost development.
Okay. Thanks.
So the next question is from Patrick Schmidt from Warburg Research. May we have your question, please?
Yes, I have another question. Thank you. looking forward and assuming that your international, especially the US lotteries, will make up a larger share of your revenues, I think your hedging or your replays are working in that way that you replay in US dollars. So can we expect any currency effects from there? So if the dollar stays weak, that your replaying costs are lower, and do we see that in your margin possibly? Thank you.
So it's still a reasonable amount, but it wouldn't be material. The biggest is, of course, if there is a jackpot win, but that will just go through to the customer, so we don't take any Forex impact of US dollars. So it's more when we buy the ticket. I would say this will have a minimal impact of this year.
Okay, thank you.
So there's another question from Mr. Albrecht von Witzleben from Witzleben Asset Management. May we have your question, please?
Just a question on the hedging on EuroMillions. As I understand, I think you're still making a handling fee. Even if you do natural hedging, there's still a handling fee that covers part of your cost. If you really calculate correctly, it may be in the end not covering all costs, but some of the costs. If you could just elaborate on that issue.
That is absolutely true. So the best way for us is obviously that the jackpot is high, but still within the ILS structures around 100 million. When it goes up above 110 million, we start doing a natural hedging, meaning buying the same ticket from the state lottery in Spain. There is a charge to the consumers of a handling fee, and we get a small kickback from also the when we purchase the tickets. I would say they are minor. They are compensating a bit. But as I said, the best for us is to have jackpots around 100 million.
Okay, thanks.
For further questions, please press star 1. So there's another question from Mr. Patrick Schmidt from Warburg Research. May we have your question, please?
Yes, thank you. Maybe one last question referring to the VAT case. Is it just delayed because of the court, so there's nothing new really to the case, or any reasons why this was delayed? Thank you.
You're absolutely right. There is nothing new, no development. They haven't even started looking at the case itself. They are just overworked or have too many cases, other cases, so the court are delayed in general. So everything is pushed to the right, meaning later part of this year.
Okay, so when they do not even have looked at it yet, is the second half of the year still a plausible assumption?
So when our lawyers speaks with the court, they advise Q3 and Q4, and my own interpretation of that is Q4.
Okay, thank you.
For further questions, please press star 1.
Okay.
There are no further questions so far.
Okay. If you have no further questions, we would like to thank you for your participation in our call and wish you a nice and sunny weekend. Thank you very much.
So we want to thank Mr. Mattsson and Mr. Hoffman and all the participants of this conference. I'm sorry. Goodbye.